Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Washington Carver triumphed over discrimination in so many ways by the sheer power of his ability and tenacity and by his natural tendency to see good in everyone. He downplayed the disappointments of life. Carver made friends easily because one-on-one, he was so kind-hearted and always interested in what others were doing. In choosing his career, he was torn between painting, the ministry, he considered going to Moody Bible College, and a career in agriculture. Then he was offered teaching jobs in three different colleges at the same time. A plea from Booker T. Washington, Tuskegee's president, to head up the agricultural department with a $1,000 a month salary won out. Tuskegee College in Alabama was established for black students and had an all-black faculty. Carver spent part of every day teaching agriculture and chemistry classes, overseeing 170 acres of experimental crop fields, running a dairy, and supervising a poultry farm he started in order to give girls another vocational skill. Though he had been a dandy as a young man, sporting fine clothes and an impressive waxed mustache, he gradually lost interest in his looks. Adopting the style of the classic absent-minded professor, his deep loyalty to Tuskegee and devotion to his students always won out. By 1913, his 17th year, he had settled in for good.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.